The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I asked Dr. Mina. Actually, he asked us, and I shared it with Dr. Mina. Can he take his protein powder anally? Because he was working out or something like that. I just said, Dr. Mina, question. I don't think she said he could, actually. No.
But did she say yeah, couldn't? Said, no, 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 no.
Is she sure?
Is it okay to snort? Is it okay to snort or take pre-workout powder anally?
No.
Still waiting on an answer from Dr. Mina on that one.
No, no, she said no, she'll look into no, it. No, 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 exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. The previous four no's, five no's were all in capital letters.
But she did say just pucker that buttercup. That was her line.
I've never heard of snorting something anally.
If you could do that, it's a good point.
Yeah,
snort
even,
or take pre-workout. Yeah, if you're, I don't think you're.
I mean, isn't that kind of what he asked?
Yeah, he did. That's the exact line. Can you snort or your pre-workout powder anally?
I haven't even heard of any.
Snort or take, but yeah, I know your ass could breathe.
Nothing in the animal kingdom
breathes through its ass.
Yeah.
That we're aware of.
Or has the capability.
How bad would that smell every time happen?
Of snorting with your ass.
Every breath you take, you're going to smell ass.
Well, no, you could actually.
Be like being in the studio.
You could suck it in.
Yeah, you'd be ass blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could snort with your ass, you could actually, you know, suck the fart back in.
Oh, no, I meant you'd be smelling your ass every breath. Because your nose would be where your ass is. If you could snort through your ass.
Okay.
That's what I meant by that. Yeah,
that's no good.
No, it wouldn't be good at all.
You don't want to be designed like that.
No. Not this morning. I infected Puss's room there a little earlier. I don't know where that came from.
I'm going to be.
Butt.
Yeah, there could be some issues
came
from this
butt.
Area.
Oh, really?
You could probably find something like that in one of the tabloid websites. The baby who was born with the.
Two butts.
His nose where his ass is supposed to be. His ass where his nose is supposed to be.
That'd be funny. Not no. If it was fake, it'd be funny.
That'd be sad.
If it was fake, it would be funny. Like Bat Boy. Remember Bat Boy. Augie Smith and Sean Ganan in the studio later on this morning.
Good.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Petey Mack will be here. It's Friday.
Keep your kids at home. Let them skip school.
A lot of them are walking out.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, my kids are not in school today anyway. It's just a random day off.
Young students around the world are skipping school today for the Climate Change Day of Action.
I can't wait to read Facebook today about that. Get these kids back to school. There's no climate change. When I was that age, I didn't know dick.
Well, a lot of them.
Good for these kids, man.
Can't get to school.
Can you imagine us being in class and actually being, just even being told to do something about your future in 6th and 7th grade?
Well... But if it involved leaving school.
No, that's true, too. But I'm talking about, there wouldn't even been like the smart kids in class wouldn't even have got together and figured this out. We just all went to school. I'm glad
that's
people
true.
I think they're engaged more now.
We just went to school.
They're just totally engaged more now. Oh, granted, leaving. Yeah, I'll leave. Fire alarm, whatever. I'm out. That's cool.
Son, you
snow
get to
day,
school.
I'm out. But, I'm talking about an actual organized event where people actually care and their kids. Good for them.
Well, this is a conversation going on this morning.
Son, you get to school. I don't want you protesting like a bunch of them libtards.
Yeah.
But, Dad, we're surrounded by flood water.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a 100-year flood, and it happened 20 years ago.
Right.
Dad.
No, not when I was a kid.
Happened all the time.
I got to read this email here. This is regarding something we touched on yesterday. Let's say my name is Bob, because the guy I'm talking about still lives in the local area, of Wichita.
Oh, this is a good story.
Yeah. Regarding the not-so-effective disguises.
We were talking about that during the appetizer.
Right? Yeah, disguises.
Guy comes up with a ring on the doorbell and takes your... actually, the doorbell camera catches guys ripping off packages.
Or the girl, the amateur in the porn wears sunglasses.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Hey, that's the local PD and the news, I don't know when this was, put out a video of a guy messing with security cameras and trespassing on private properties. My buddies and I, trying to mess with one of our friends, who happens to be Asian, tagged him on the video with something to the effect of, "Ha! This looks like you! All Asians look alike, right?" Quote, unquote. He instantly blocked everyone, deleted his Facebook account. We later found out he was arrested on related charges later that week because it was, in fact, him.
Oh.
I love how we changed the name. The rest of that story is really specific because somebody knows exactly what we're talking about. I love the guy, you changed his name, and it really didn't matter because that story is too specific.
It's still that guy.
It's still that guy. Everybody knows it in that area, at least. It was him.
Or at least their circle of friends.
Sorry, man.
I haven't caught anybody on my doorbell camera yet.
No.
But we thought we had a package stolen. That's kind of why we got it.
You might see mayhem out there ripping off your car. Or just be that guy at the gym, the little weasel at the gym. You better run. That one, that guy.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, he's a skinny guy at the gym.
And I always park in the garage.
Man.
Even when I'm just coming home for an hour, I pull into the garage.
In college ball yesterday, Creighton is out. Wichita State won. They play tonight at 8. Nebraska won. They play today at 2.
Kansas State.
Basketball.
They play yesterday.
Kansas played last night.
Yeah. K-State was on yesterday afternoon.
They played Texas last night.
They won.
They both got great teams. Did the Hawks win last night? We got Iowa and Iowa State fans out there listening too, by the way. A lot of them. And both have really good, pretty good basketball programs. Hawks played last night at the Big Ten
Championship. They did. Yeah. They were on TV.
Yeah.
I forget who they were playing.
Arizona State beat UCLA.
That's good.
Yeah. One of those schools involved in the cheating scandal. One was not.
No, it's USC was a bigger one than UCLA, wasn't it?
UCLA was in it.
Yeah, I know that.
But I think more kids
wanted to go to
USC.
And you can just get in there, Arizona State.
No, that's not true. Only 86% can.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty high.
There's 14% that cannot get into Arizona State.
That'd be higher than my school.
If that kid is yours, bust out your $500,000.
I love the athletic
route.
That is
bad. It's only 14%.
I heard a list of the athletic.
It's crew and stuff like that.
And polo and equestrian. It's just real rich white people crap.
But once again, they don't even have to be able to do that. They get in there and then they say, you're not good enough for the team. And then you're already in the school. That's how it works.
There was one kid who.
But once again, I don't care.
Apparently, he was a pole vaulter. But he wasn't a pole vaulter.
Took
a picture of a pole vaulter and photoshopped his face under the pole vaulter.
Yeah, Iowa kicked the snot out of Illinois.
Okay.
They play today against Michigan.
Of the Cyclones.
And I know Iowa State won. They play again today.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Baylor. Yeah, they kicked the snot out of Baylor. They play again today.
That's good. So skip school and watch ball.
Selection Sunday, Monday, Sunday, right?
Yep, this weekend.
I think is the way to do that. Skip school and watch ball.
Well, and protest climate change. Global warming and watch ball.
Yeah. At the same time.
I'm good with
get
that.
Get it in.
There was nobody at that Wichita State game. They're in Memphis,
Is that where the champion is?
I saw a few yellow shirts in the crowd, but mostly nobody. Mostly lots of empty seats.
Saving their travel money for a more sexy destination and for the big dance.
There was empty seats the Big Ten one yesterday too, for that matter. So
it's just I'm sure there were empty seats all around.
Yeah, because it's
Wherever Syracuse and Duke were playing, that was pretty full.
At the ACC, I think that's in Charlotte.
Yeah,
they love their basketball and people travel in that league for sure.
Buddy might went down to the Big 12 games in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know if he had tickets ahead of time. He probably just walked up and bought them.
Are you going to watch the Home Run Derby if there's $1 million up for grabs?
No.
Nope.
Nah.
Why? Because those
I'd
guys
be
already...
more likely to.
No, I watch it if it's on TV, but I won't watch it just for that reason at
all.
Well,
I couldn't be.
No, you don't watch it.
Well, I wouldn't.
Do you watch it now?
I'm not more likely to watch because of $1 million. Because those guys are all rich anyway. So right. I don't really care.
If it was like okay, but there's like going to be more guys. Do you think there's going to be more guys that you're willing to watch that are going to participate?
Maybe not.
Why would?
I don't think a guy making $30 million a year
not gonna risk his swing.
Really needs another million.
May not be for him. They may do it for charity.
He's not going to risk his swing. That's why those guys don't do it anymore.
Yeah, they get tired.
Well, and they also they come back from the break and they start swinging up all the time. They say,
"Well, that's what they're doing now, anyway."
I know, but this is when you're really trying to crush it. I don't think it's going to matter no.
Because it's fine with baseball if you put six guys in the outfield
right.
for someone who crushes the ball.
Exactly.
I heard they were toying with that rule where you had to have so many people on one side of the field.
People get yep.
Yeah, where you can have an illegal formation when it comes to defense, like you do in the Alliance of American Football.
Yeah.
There's illegal formation.
Yeah.
Some forms of illegal
the
formation.
Alliance of American Football, defense. Their slogan is?
I've got no idea.
Sometimes
you dream. Oh, that. Yeah. I forgot.
It's your slogan.
I forgot. Yeah, well, sometimes your dreams of me remembering my slogan are stupid.
It was too early. Sorry about that.
What?
I'll hit you up with that later
I have
on.
No idea.
Sometimes your dreams are stupid.
You should get with the XFL and have them co-opt that.
Yeah.
Because that's the same deal. If you're in the XFL, sometimes.
Sometimes your dreams are stupid. And they're talking about making batters or making pitchers face at least three batters.
Before they switch them out.
Yeah.
I do like that one.
And in a move that would affect minor league ball, teams will expand to a 28-man roster rather than a 40-man roster.
Jesus.
You mean contract.
isn't it 25 in the regular season?
This is
September, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it is at that point where they will expand to 28.
Okay.
Rather than expanding to 40.
Got it.
And as part of the
stealing Petey's thunder there, all that information.
There's a lot. No. There's a lot left.
He's not going to touch on that because Tiger's in 35th place.
Is he good?
Yeah.
And good. More people involved in the
but only like
getting
six
people into
back.
School.
Whatever.
More people involved in getting people into school. Phil Mickelson.
Well, they
but he says he used that company, but they didn't cheat.
There's a lot of guys use that company. I read.
Absolutely,
and
there are.
Because he didn't cheat with everybody. It still was a company to facilitate your kids getting into school. But the rest of it, yeah.
And
Joe Montana.
Yeah, yeah. They both came out and said, "Hey, we use them, but holy cow, our kids are
well." What legitimate decent. Service does this company claim to provide? Are they consultants?
Placement services? Yeah,
yeah. Just help you
navigate how to get into good schools. You know,
they're like a guidance counselor. Yeah. They're a placement service.
They help you.
This
do
one
these
chick.
Things.
This one chick, by the way. I saw this story. She's not a celebrity, by the way. She's a famous rich chick. And so let's not make this about two actresses. That's what it seems like anymore. And the media's guilty of just doing that right now. And she had a guy fly in and ace her kid's ACT.
Yeah.
Aced it.
You can't do that.
But he got into school because you're aced.
Well, yeah, but
ace
you know how that goes. Yeah. And when you cheat on a test, you don't get them all right.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't get 100.
Yeah, we all know that.
You purposely tank a couple of them.
Perhaps that's why we're not so offended.
But the kid had to be at least somewhat smart to someone to believe he had aced it. It could be. Yeah. All of a sudden, if I got a 1600 on the ACT, they would have called, excuse me, the SAT, they would have called BS immediately. No way did Mike get that. You're right, I didn't. My dad's postal money paid for a guy to take my SAT.
Exactly.
And then I flunked out of the good school I went into because it was tough. That's what I love. Why do you want to go to a really tough school? You flunk out. Everybody, like, Dr. Mina said the exact same thing about Yale. You sit in a class in Yale, and you think you're smart, and you realize everybody in that class is a valedictorian and is really smart.
Yeah. Who was it, Michelle Wee, that said, when you go to Stanford,
you're
never the smartest guy in the room?
Nope.
That makes sense.
And most of us aren't the smartest guy in the room in a community college.
Yeah. I wasn't even the smartest guy in the room at Arizona State.
Hell no.
Wow.
It's pretty obvious.
Well, yeah, but they let everybody in, so surely they're going to let a few geniuses in.
Sure.
Yeah, the odds dictate.
86%.
It's just the odds.
A few people will be smart.
That's right.
Right. If you let 89% of the people in,
86%.
One of them is going to be pretty smart.
You'd like to think.
Yeah.
I know they're begging for other news, but I found the mafia guy getting killed a hell of a lot more interesting. I finally looked into, they actually did that in the news last night.
Yeah.
Because if you watch cable news all day, and unfortunately we're home, so we see a lot of that stuff, it's Trump all the time. So an interesting news story to me is
anything else.
But that's why I think the media is catching up on this. They're comparing this to big scandal to everything else in the world, and I don't care.
They should be in trouble.
They should be in trouble. You shouldn't be able to get your kids in that way, but I don't care.
Right.
I thought it was interesting that they said that they were worried about this guy in New York getting killed, whether that was like the opening shot of a new mafia war.
Yeah. It's the first open hit like that since 85.
They were hoping it was just a one-off.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We all watch a lot of mob movies. The guy backs into his car out front. So the guy comes walking out. What's wrong? What's that? Hey, you hit my car, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, bang, 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 bang.
Six shots to the torso.
Yeah.
That's intentional.
Right.
Of course, ran him over.
Right. That's a good.
There's arguments on that, too. But still,
Are there?
Even though he still guy killed him, they're looking for a pickup truck that's damaged. Can you imagine if the guy backed into the pick? Say the guy backed into the mob boss's car, and he damaged it too much where his car wouldn't move. He shoots the guy, hops in his pickup truck. He's stuck on the other guy's car.
See, I'm just surprised that the mob boss had street parking.
Well, they live right there. There was. If you look at the house,
I didn't see a shot.
No, they do have a gate with a garage behind it. It's in Staten Island. They showed an overhead shot. So you're right. I'm surprised you wasn't back there.
Yeah.
Get out the stones, six shots to the torso.
Yeah.
From Dirty Work, I think.
Yeah.
I've always liked that song.
It's Friday. That joke is not allowed. Not allowed on a Friday.
Yeah,
that's a Monday joke. And even then, Craig would do that same
phrase. Well, just move it to the following Monday.
Yeah, play it in the appetizer.
We're not going to be here.
Right.
As long as Craig's giggling, I'm good with it.
He wasn't. He was ashamed of it. That was not a giggle. That was a shame. But I do like the song, and I'll come out with it next time.
All right.
I like that one.
Yeah. I've got no issue with
it. I do like the song.
Yeah. Not a fun story here out of Florida. Pregnant 25-year-old woman, Jalitza Emily Gonzalez, was in the room when her boyfriend's roommate showed him a photo of a woman that the roommate wanted to date. Hey, I'd like to go out with this woman.
Right.
Here's a picture of her, according to Fox 13 News. Boyfriend looked at the picture, ticked off his pregnant girlfriend
by looking
at the picture.
And he wasn't the guy. The other guy wanted to date her. I want to date this girl. This guy looks at the picture.
Yeah.
So she's overprotective women.
So she's ticked at the guy for looking at the picture that was shown to him.
We know
this guy, is going to end badly.
We know a guy that couldn't go see Jennifer Aniston. Couldn't watch Friends.
Yeah.
So we know these women. They're crazy.
Cut them.
So they start arguing, and the roommate left the room. The shouting continued. The roommate told investigators he started to hear someone go through drawers in the kitchen.
Uh-oh.
The boyfriend then ran into the roommate's room with a stab wound in his stomach, told his roommate, "That bitch stabbed me."
I still guess that she cut him.
Yeah.
But she did. She cut him.
I figured she was going to cut something off.
No, everybody's awake.
It's a great story for the kids.
So she ran in the room after him. Why'd you look at that girl on the phone?
Because the guy showed me the picture.
When the cops got there, she denied stabbing her lover.
Yeah, I got
but, that. But said that he may have just fallen on that knife.
Oh, so he's protecting her?
Really?
No, she said that.
Oh, okay.
Well, she said she didn't stab him, but he might have fallen on the knife.
And an Arizona woman accused of stabbing her lover.
Stabbing her lover.
Her lover?
Lover?
Stabbing. The stabbing victim's condition not immediately clear. Which reminds me, a friend of mine sent me a text yesterday and said, "I had to send you this. I was just talking to another friend of ours, and I stammered on the word stammer, so I thought of you."
You almost stammered in that story.
I did. I did. He said, I said, stammer.
Earlier
and I thought of
week,
you, so I had to text you.
So this couple could have stayed together and raised this kid then? After, remember, your mom stabbed me once, wouldn't you?
That depends on how long she's in jail.
Yeah,
your mom's
yeah,
a crazy
depends
bitch.
Depends on how desperate he is.
Yeah.
Well,
which...
He's got to be there for his kid.
Oh, yeah, they got a kid together, don't mm-hmm. they?
About to have one. Hey, may I tell you, Mom, your mom stabbed me.
Why'd you and Mom break up? She stabbed me.
Because I looked at a picture of another girl.
She freaking
earlier in the
stabbed
week,
me.
What show was getting tweeted to us? I think it was a Netflix show that we got at least a half a dozen of them said some one of the characters repeats the line, to be fair.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right,
yeah.
And they say, oh,
they think of Craig all the time.
I always think of Craig.
Yeah.
That's nice. You think of fairness?
Yeah. You think of Craig. No, well, you think of, you hear time. Somebody, to be fair.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and then we shoot you down because we don't want any of that on this show.
No. And sometimes he does have the other side. Sometimes he just tries to have the other side. And it sounds stupid. Like, to be fair. To be fair, this guy shouldn't look at that picture, you know.
No, he knew she was pregnant.
He knew she was a crazy bitch and pregnant. And pregnant. That's right. She had to be crazy before she was pregnant, though, too.
One assumes.
And then they add the pregnancy. I'm fat. You're looking at another girl on the phone.
Sometimes we like
oh,
to,
yeah.
You can't do that.
It really was yeah. Ooh.
I like the challenge of To Be Fair.
I think it might be a show called Letterkenny on
That's
Hulu.
It. Hulu.
Yes.
That's why.
Must be a catchphrase of some dude on that show or something.
That's it.
In the effort to watch movies 2 to 3 or 4 years after they come out.
Right.
I finally watched Creed. It's great.
You don't want to wait too long.
No, because Creed 2 has been out for a while.
The sequel's on DVD.
Yeah, the sequel's out. And it's really good.
We'll go see that.
It's on Amazon right now.
I followed that same protocol last
With
night
what?
And watched the first half an hour or so of Passengers.
I love that
Chris
movie.
Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence.
You'll love it, man.
It's on FX. That's how long I waited.
Oh, my God.
So I had
there's some skin though. FX ain't going to show it.
They probably will show a little bit.
Oh,
I don't know.
You got to wait for commercials,
no.
right?
Yeah, but I DVR'd the rest, so I'll watch it.
FX won't show any skin.
It shows you're naked a little bit.
It'll probably show you butt.
But
crack
it's a great movie. It's
so
just
far,
a really slick movie. I just like that flick.
She's not awake yet. I didn't even get that far.
Oh, cool, man. You'll enjoy it. Great.
And I don't even know why they bother, but AMC had Scarface on yesterday.
I don't know why they do that either.
You know,
they do. They run a lot, but yeah.
And they still cut the language.
You freaking cockroach.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
Well,
no, actually, in this day and age, you don't.
Choose another movie. Because the language is pretty prominent.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people, that's how they see movies for the first
time.
That is. Yeah. And that's wrong, because you need to see a full movie with swear words and boobs.
Well, they show The Godfather on that channel,
yeah,
too.
They do. Yeah. Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Brutal. Brutal.
But in related news, I DVR'd Deadpool 2.
Oh, you'll like that.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's now on the on HBO or something.
It's on HBO.
Michael B. Jordan's girlfriend in Creed, she doesn't show her naked, they show her naked back. Is she on Mr. Skin anywhere?
What's her name?
Because that might be the reason I dreamt about a black girl last night. Now that I think about it, why'd that pop up in my dream?
That could be anything.
Yeah, but it was a black chick, and I was watching
that could
Creed and Michael B. Jordan. Creed's care. The Adonis Creed has a new hot chick in Philly.
Tessa Thompson?
I don't know. I've never seen her before. Yeah.
Felicia Rashad?
No, she's in it. She's in it. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, she was hot in her day, too.
Oh, apparently she was in some episodes of Westworld. So,
oh, my God.
Ooh.
So, yes, there is some nudity.
Excellent. I knew she looked familiar. I watched Westworld.
Fire up Mr. Skin for the break.
I will. Oh, you guys will.
Is it?
Oh, Craig, it's Craig did already.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
No, only 2 stars. Brief nudity.
Yeah, she's hot in that. She's really cool.
Do
in
you have
movie.
To get 5 stars for Hall of Fame nudity?
4.
Or will four
stars.
It?
Four. Their system is a 1 to 4 stars.
1 to 4, okay.
Yeah. And to get Hall of Fame, it has to be quality and quantity, usually.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
she's quality, that's for sure. She's,
oh, yeah.
She's gorgeous in that Creed.
I was looking for Brie Larson the other day, and then...
The Fappening came in, man.
Yep.
We saw her naked.
And then Amber Heard's name came up.
I like her, too.
And she's 4-star. There's some movie where she's totally naked. And they spend, I don't know, it's like a 7 or 8 minute bed scene.
Cool.
And then another one. Same movie.
Cool. What's your mouth like that for, Craig?
Because I think she might have been, Tessa may have been caught up in the fappening.
Really?
Oh.
Man, I'm glad I watched that movie.
And
she's in the second one, too.
I figured she's in the second one, is she? Okay.
Glad that Craig has a nose for the fappening.
But I doubt she's doing any nude scenes in the second one, because I think she's pregnant in the storyline of the second one. Right.
He's able to
see the second one yet?
Not yet.
You've seen the first one, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Where are you getting your information that you're so much better at sniffing out the fappening than any of us?
Craig knows.
Because we're just as inclined. We're just as interested. You just know.
Tacking on the word, Craig.
No, I just know how to read the Google search results.
Yeah, Craig's good at it. I'm not.
Are we clicking on the wrong one? Are you?
You're clicking it on it incorrectly.
Yeah. You don't go for the first one, is what you're saying?
No.
The most searched result?
No.
Or the one that they put up on the top of the page?
No.
You got to look for the right one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe you can
teach yourself. You can't trust them because everybody and their brother thinks you want to go look at naked stuff, so they'll attach their own stuff to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Captain Marvel.
You got to go farther down.
They're sneaky like that.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel naked. We got photos sent to us a couple days ago. Yeah. Check it out.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.